the Frenchie, my girl. What's up? What's up with you?
Girl, sick. Join the party. I think we are all sick right now. Sick. The COVID, the Omicron, Omarion, whatever they calling it, plus the rain, and now God giving us some sunshine. So,
oh my God, crazy as hell. Oh my God, it's so cold too. At that,
I'm like, man, y'all gonna have to just excuse the little sniffles or the cough. I ain't got no cough, but if I sniffle, I promise you I ain't over here doing nothing out of the ordinary besides clearing my nose or something. You know, I don't need nobody thinking nothing else going on.
For real, be like, oh, she got that cold. Oh my God, this one guy kept saying COVID. It's COVID, okay? COVID.
He called it what?
COVID, okay? What the hell is COVID?
Oh, that vid-19. When it first came out, I watched that Kevin Hart episode. I could not stop saying, you got that vid-19.
Vid-19.
You got that vid-19 right there. But no, thank God that I have tested negative like all week, every other couple of days. I'm getting the test done. So, whew, the blood still works.
Exactly. So, everyone, welcome, welcome. We have Venus here. Venus, explain a little bit who you are.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Though? First off, let me just give my thanks to Frenchie, my girl, for having me on her podcast. You know, it's always a blessing to be asked to come and just chop it up with your good, close friends.
Exactly.
Not on no hateration, you know, just on some positivity. And that's all we looking forward to this year is positive vibes, true connections, true friendships that always are wrapped around elevation. So, you know, we talk a lot when it comes down to our business ventures and what have you. So, you know, I'm just grateful for her as a friend, as a sister, as a business, you know, minded person. So shouts out to Frenchie. But who I am, my name is Venus. I also go by V the Goddess. That's new to everybody, but I'm taking that name and I'm definitely owning it. If you look at my name, it does mean the goddess of love and to love. So that is where that came from. I am a writer. I am a recording artist, and I also do podcasts from here to there. I'm a mommy, and I'm a worker, 9 to 5, until God say, okay, baby girl, it's time for you to elevate on up out of this job situation. Let me give you your keys to your success, and we gonna rock out.
All right.
Rock out.
So, let's get into it. So, the topic of tonight that I want to talk about is, what's up with, you know, men not really wanting to talk to women that have full awareness of what's going on?
Ugh. It's, girl, it's a shame how many men are just intimidated by women. Women that are empowered by what they do and who are fully aware of who they are. It's sickening almost to know that they use that as a scapegoat as to why they don't approach women, if I'm being completely honest.
Like, it's better if you're just stupid, if you think about it.
Yeah, airheads. It's like they prefer... It's got the availability, and that makes no sense.
It's just really crazy because I was just recently dealing with someone that was like that, got in a full blown argument because what? Just recently happened. Like, I literally got a full blown argument because I made a statement about a weekend dad. And I'm like, damn, did it touch a nerve? Like, if you're not one, just say it. If you are one and you don't like it, then change it. Like, it's that simple, you know? And some men feel like it's not. But if you don't have the fight to not change certain situations, it's going to be that way, you know?
Hold on. So he got offended because you just touched on the conversation that insinuated that he was a weekend dad?
I was talking about my situation. That was the sad part about it.
Did he have kids?
Yes.
Oh
my God. I was just like, this is crazy. I'm sitting here explaining to him, like, you know, my kid's dad is weekend dad. He doesn't, you know, do the whole throughout the week thing. Not even a phone call. I mean, hey, you know, so, but it's just like, you can't get mad that I'm talking about my situation. It seemed like he really got irritated about my situation. I'm like, I don't get it.
What, like, see, that would have made me want to dive deeper with the conversation. Like,
I couldn't.
He was that mad?
Shut yes. Could you see how I'm cutting you off? That's how I was getting cut off.
No, shut
just
up.
Just like, I swear to God.
Nah.
And then it was just,
that's not cool.
It was like that, cutting off, to the point where it was like, an ongoing rambling conversation, and it was just like, can I talk? I allowed you to talk, and blah blah blah, and this, that, and this, and I'm just trying to have blah blah blah, and I'm just like, dude, I'm not trying to make fun of you or anything. Did I touch a nerve? Did I offend you? Let me know.
And what did boy say?
A bunch of nothing. You know how somebody just rambling, you kind of tune them out.
Girl, just trying to have conversation with you, like, you the issue right here, weekend dad.
Like, you got more issues than I thought. I can't.
Listen, anyway. If there's men out there that feels like the conversation of being called a weekend dad or hearing somebody say something about just a weekend dad, and it's on your heart to do better as a father for your children, then take it upon yourself to do something different. You know, you're going to get the same results doing the same exact thing. A lot of men become very competent of only doing what may be in the paperwork guidelines. But if there's a mother that you're dealing with who just like, nah, you can't, I understand that. But if you never have a woman, a mom that's telling you, oh no, you can't come pick them up, or oh no, you can't talk to the child, then you need to start making a better situation out exactly. of your situation and stepping up just a little bit more. You know, your kids deserve that much. Exactly. They max to be here. So
exactly. You don't want to help her make that child, you know, you got to put yourself forward. And if she's tripping, it is call court. But anyway, you know, they don't want to talk about that situation. But shout out to the men, you know,
shout out to the everyday father, shout out to mine. I love you.
Shout out to the ones that try, you feel me? Like the ones that be busting their ass out there trying, you know, the ones that be jumping through windows. I heard a story about that, you know, a man jumping through the window to see his kid. I heard that.
Shut up.
I love it.
Girl, I mean, that's a little crazy. I mean, yeah, just a little bit crazy, but I
gotta because you know, you got some dads out here that be trying to make appointments to see their kids. You know,
gotta give them a B+ for effort. You know, I'm only gonna give them a B+ because
that's a C-.
Do not hop through my window because I'm liable to hit you through the bed.
Don't meet the head with hot sauce. Oh my God, that's crazy,
girl. Don't hop through my window.
No, not for real.
But that sounds like a situation probably where the mom was just like, no, 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 no. And you're not doing nothing at all. So, yeah, I get that. Still crazy. But shout out to B+. B+.
I honestly really, really, really am like over it when it comes to like dating.
Yeah. The dating scene is, you know, being in a relationship for as long as I've been in one, for me, it just seemed like it's scary because people not dating right. People just, they just flat out just doing it and screwing. So, and it's just flat out crazy to me.
And they don't have an end goal either.
I don't think that I would survive. I think that I would, you know, continuously be single had I been in a different situation because of the dating conversations that I hear, especially from women that strong and empowered like yourself. It's just like, bro, the map is there. You know, we're I'm opening up, but here you go, cutting yourself off before you even really get started.
Here, my thing is this too. Like, I shared a post that a lot of women really didn't like, and a lot of, you know, men did like.
Which one, girl?
The one.
Because you've been on your post game, okay?
Girl, I've been going off. Like, look, it was the one where she was like, do not refer me as a strong black woman. A strong, independent black woman. And I was just like, what is she going with this? So I was listening. She was like, yeah, because I don't want to, you know, run men away. She said it along the lines of she don't want no man to run away from her speaking that into existence. Because strong means I don't need you.
Whoa.
Independent means I got this on my own. And I was just like, you know, I felt it the way she was trying to put it.
But I
know other women ain't gonna like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel like they are that strong, independent black woman. But it's just like, you can only be strong for so long. This is why that man is there.
I think that's one of those. What's that word they use? A double entendre or something? I hope I'm using that right. Because at the end of the day, whether you identify as a strong, independent woman or whether you label yourself that, when you get in a circumstance, in a situation, that's going to show. You know, it's a lot of women that strong, independent, but they lack being able to be vulnerable and feminine in a sense. And I don't know if that's where she was trying to go with that, because I didn't hear, you know, her outlook on it, to be honest. But when you hear strong and independent, you usually hear females that are more standoffish and more walking around like they got balls between their legs. Like, I got this. I'm that bitch, or I'm that chick. Ooh, excuse me, my bad.
But
you got people that's like that. And I think that that's where some men are like, yeah, you think you got it all. You think you could be girl and male, so do it by yourself.
Exactly. And there is a lot of men out here still that, you know, go along with the whole, you know, I want to be there for my woman and be the provider and all this other stuff. But, you know, like, this whole strong, independent woman movement have moved other men into a different, you know, place as well too.
Yeah, where I feel society, like, society as a whole, yeah, right now.
Yeah, 50-50. It's club 50-50. Yeah. Like, you independent, I am too. All right. Here's the bill. It's $50, $25, $25.
Right, but it's also that, okay, 50-50, that means I can wash dishes, you can wash dishes, I can wash clothes, you can wash clothes, I'm cooking dinner,
look, there was a little talk show earlier last year, like, I feel so weird to say it, but anyway, last year, a couple of months ago, it was a guy and a girl on stage. I think you know what I'm talking about. He's light skinned with dreads. I don't know his name. I only came across the video because everybody was talking about it. But he was saying he doesn't need a woman for anything. And he broke it down. He was like, I can have a maid to clean my house. I can have a chef to cook my food. I can have this, and that, and the third to do this. And if I want something from you, you could come over and give me that one thing and go back home. I was just like,
but that's one unique circumstances out of a whole tree branch. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Every male is capable. You know, I can speak. We got to speak, you know, when we're talking to the community, we got to speak from a standpoint of your normal person. Can a normal guy who works a 9-to-5, can he afford those luxuries? Can he afford the luxury of paying a maid? Can he afford the luxury of having a chef? You know, doing all those things. But shit, for somebody to say all that, you could also pay for what you call them, escrow people, not an escrow,
an escort.
An escort. Look, I call them an escrow. Somebody finna close in the name of Jesus.
You're so silly.
They can also pay for an escort. So at the end of the day, if he's gonna speak from that standpoint, it don't sound to me like he's really looking for somebody to step into the role of wife. He's still looking at, I want to date and test all my options.
Straight bachelor mode.
Yeah, there you go. Bachelor mode. Some of these men out here is stuck in bachelor mode.
It is what it is. And a lot of them are like 36 still in bachelor mode. It's just like, why?
Man, if you talk to any old man that's 50 or older, you know, like grandparents, uncles, whatever, whatever, they'll tell you, man, men don't get it right until they about 36, 37. Be like, dang. So hold on. You done been in your relationship situation for all this time. You mean to tell me you was still out here playing games in these streets at 35, 36?
That's crazy.
Like, what was you doing?
Exactly. But you want to know something, though? It's so many things that just irritate me when it comes to dating right now. It's just like, when I have a conversation with just anyone and I ask them like, hey, what are your goals 5 years from now? And they tell me the same bullshit that everybody used to say a long time ago, you know? Oh, I'm going to buy a house and build a family. There's nothing wrong with it, but we don't live in buy a house times anymore. If you're not saying I want to buy a triplex, a fourplex, you know, fucking apartment and all that crazy crap, if you're not talking like that, I don't say nothing about buying property to me. You know what I mean?
But why is that, Frenchie?
Let me explain.
You got to help them understand that, though.
Let me explain, because a single family home is literally debt. You're not making no money on it unless you're going to rent it out. Or you're going to turn it into an Airbnb. But you say that you want to build a family. So why are you not buying a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex, whatever, and renting these places out so you guys can have income?
Because a lot of them have failed to do the research. Gotta look at their family timeline. And I would like to say, you know, just because they like 30-some, maybe their goal still is to buy a home so that they can understand what this market is like, run themselves dry, and then be stuck there. But if they don't have anybody showing them and they're not taking it upon themselves to do the actual research so that how they can come out on top after making a purchase, you know, their goals may still seem like ridiculous to you, but someone has to show them. They have to have that hunger, that drive to even want to be put in that next tax bracket. You know what I'm saying? Some people are okay with just saying, oh yeah, I got this, or yeah, this is what I'm doing. It sounds good, but realistically, mm-hmm. Okay, you're telling me what your goals are. Okay, so what are you doing to set yourself up for that? Because that's the follow-up question right after I ask what your goals is.
Exactly. And then another thing that is a turnoff for me is like, how are you past 35 and you still want to kick it at your mom's house, and the only thing that you worry about is a fly car and your jewelry and how you dress? Like, what?
I think society has kind of helped shape and scope those, views of things. Like, if I don't got a fly car, if I don't dress fly, I'm not that dude, or I'm not that female, because females do it too.
Yeah.
We're not just going.
And I'm not going to sit here and just, I'm just saying in general, when it comes to dating, because you have women that feel like, oh, you know, I stay at my mom's house so I can afford all this fancy
say that again.
Designer stuff. And, you know, you're driving around with these nice cars and stuff, but at the end of the day, you're going back to mommy house.
And then those same females be like, I want a dude with six figures. I want a dude that could take me out to Ruth Chris every night. Girl, please.
The way that people are dating nowadays is just like so pathetic to me. It's not the same shit that our parents went through. You know, and I know we don't live in our parents' world anymore, but it's just, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. You know something interesting? I was talking with hubby the other day, last week sometime.
And yeah, I just want to get a round of applause right now. Just, you know, a round of applause, because how long y'all been going?
This year will be 13 years.
13 years. Yes, Black love does exist. I just want to say that. Go ahead.
I'm lying. 15 years. But oh, this shit. Year, damn, girl, y'all. Hold on. That's I have to do the fossils. Math. Like, don't. Sorry. You gonna hear this.
Wait. And at this point, I know you're never supposed to ask a woman her age. But I just want to put it out there. Like, because a lot of Black people always say, oh, marriages only last 4 years. A year. 5 years max. Divorce. How old are y'all?
31. I'll be 32 come February.
Exactly.
So, and one thing I think that people have to understand too about marriage is that it's not an easy rodeo. You know, you have to be willing to put in the work, and you have to be willing to, you know, take the time, have the conversations, learn the differences that you both are going through. Like, we've been together since 17, you know, and I'm 31, turning 32 now. Things have changed. I've changed. He's changed. Needs and wants have changed. But the end goal is to communicate in together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I see an old person, I see that bald head dude fine, old, and just watching me. Like, oh, yeah, that my baby over there. I see us talking to our grandkids like, child, you only getting started, girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's an end goal, but a lot of people don't look towards what their future may be. You know, they don't look towards, hey, can I see myself with this man if he lose everything? Can I see myself with this woman if she goes eight crazy on me? Can I do that? Is this who I want to do forever with?
Yeah.
And once people, you know, operate from that spectrum, I think things will start to be okay. You know, it's in your vows, it say good, bad, till death do us part. People get to bad and have
one and be parted.
And they be like, yeah, this is it. Peace out. I can't do it. But trust me, if people look back to how grandparents and all those people with 50 plus years of marriages, they didn't up and run at the first side of problems. They didn't up and run at the second side of problems.
Nope.
You know, they were yet both willing to work through any transgressions, and they kept their business in their house.
Yeah.
It wasn't blasted over social media when he done stepped on your toe and you done stepped on his, you know, it wasn't blasted all over the internet and you making yourself look foolish.
And using memes to express how you feel and all this crazy shit. Like, oh my God. My next relationship, I vow that no, I'm not going to post him. No, I don't even want nobody knowing I'm even engaged. Like, I don't even want you to know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so serious. Whoever was there to experience that shit, that's the only ones that's going to know. Because when I put that video together to let you know I'm married, you're going to be like, when?
Girl, we probably won't see a video with Frenchie and her dude until, like, they coming up on 2 years. And you're going to be like, wait, who?
Oh, dang, I remember when she posted this picture. He was there?
He was there?
Yeah. Every little experience that I go through with this person, this lucky person, this person.
Whoever that person may be.
That person, you know? I'm going to speak this into existence. January 2nd, whoever this person is, I think this person know who I'm talking about. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Look, I already dropped the clue. Anyway, my thing is I just want, I don't want him to think that, you know, I'm hiding him or anything like that. I'm just hiding from the bull crap. I don't want nobody to
know. Drake said, I wasn't hiding you from the world. I was hiding the world from you. Something like
exactly.
But it's a matter of sometimes you just want to enjoy that moment, and you may get to a point where you're like, you know what? Screw these people. I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't. And you may just break that whole cycle that you're thinking right now because things are that great. Things are that unbreakable between you two. So whatever and whoever that is, however God is going to give it to you, I pray that it just elevates.
Exactly. And to, like, even to hype on the whole hiding thing, I feel like, I'm going to be honest with you, I know a lot of people are doing this, but I think it's very childish.
Oh, what, posting the pictures covering his face up?
Oh, that is so childish, girl. Mm-mm-mm. Why did you post it?
Oh, because they know that it's somebody out there that know who wear these clothes. It's somebody out there that know he wear this necklace. It's somebody out there that saw him in the South Beach.
Girl, like, just take the picture of you holding his hand and you see the scenery and be like, out here with somebody's son. At the end of the day, you don't even need to even show his face, period. Or the body part. Or any of that. Just say you're here and you're enjoying this place with a special person. If you're that adamant to show somebody and tell somebody that you're so with someone, you know what I'm saying? That is crazy.
I hear you. Look,
it is crazy.
It's the need to, it's like we not from Chicago. We not. Is it Mississippi? That's the show me state. We not even the show me state, but we live in a world where everybody, ooh, I gotta show this, I gotta show that. If I don't show I got these new shoes, I gotta, ooh, I'm losing. I'm not winning in this world.
Oh my God.
So many people who think in terms of, I have to showboat. I have to do this. If I don't do this and people don't see it, it's not going on. Like, they live in a false reality of what's true life and what's social media. Like, my social media account is not full with everything that I'm doing because my moves ain't to be articulated. They're not to be
exactly.
And when I want you to know something, it's going to be there. When I want to share something with you, it's going to be there.
Exactly. So
for all you know, I done lost a big toe, but I'm just now showing you in 2023, but I done lost that toe in 2020.
Exactly.
For the record, I still got all my toes. I'm just saying. Using it.
I just want to say, I hope that everybody do a little bit better when it comes to dating this year. Like, oh my God. No more it's crazy shit.
It's imperative that people have important conversations. Here's one rule I can say. If you claim that you're talking to this person and you guys, even though COVID is still COVID, look at me saying it right.
COVID
is still out here and it's taking over the world. And you're talking to this person, yet you guys haven't gone on 3 simple dates and y'all been talking for a month. No matter who paying, whatever the case may be, just a walk on the beach, a walk down your block, something is not right there. If you're only talking to this person on a set time schedule and you're not texting this person or having phone conversations, something is wrong there.
Hold the red flags. And this is for my men, okay? And this is why I really started this podcast too, because I really want to reach out to the men, especially the ones that have been being used by women and so on and so forth. Watch the signs.
Yeah. If I'm on, what's for do? Where are you taking me?
Where are you taking me? Baby, I'm taking you to the beach so we can sit on this little bench and get to know each other.
And talk. I love the beach.
If you can't sit there and talk to somebody to get to know them without spending money, you don't need to talk to her. If she always want to go out and spend money, you don't need to talk to her. What is wrong? And there's nothing wrong with spending money and everything like that. But in the beginning stages, you should be like on some cute little dates. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, let's go parasailing.
They don't know how to do that. They want to do something to measure. They want to come big the first date and then forgot how small their pockets truly are. So they avoid the second and third date altogether until they get that next check.
And then you can't. and then you can't even fucking hold up the whole momentum later on because she's expecting this expensive ass shit all the goddamn time, big ass dinners and big ass gifts and then she start complaining and all this bullshit. It's just like, goddamn, like, just be you.
Be you, be true, and don't like, try to be nobody else, because eventually that false impersonator that you trying to be when you go on this date, eventually she gonna see right through it. Ladies, eventually he's gonna see right through it. So just your best bet is to go out, be yourself. And just have fun. And if it wasn't at the end of the day, if that date was not what you expected it to be, then just graciously bow out. You know what? I had a great time. Thanks for even considering. But I do not see this going any further. He may ask for explanation because rejection is hard.
And that's why you should not spend a lot of money on a dinner. Literally, if you take, look, you can find how genuine a woman is. If she only out for a dinner date, it's so on and so forth. Ooh, I told you we were sick, right? Okay, hold on. So
please hold while we take a spit break.
Oh my God. No, but seriously, like, if you cannot take her to the park and sit down on a blanket and eat some sandwiches from Subway and talk and play dominoes or cards and get to know each other, you could play Uno if she don't know how to play spades. Okay, I'm just saying. Come on now.
I play spades. Shut up. Don't question. Like, what do you think happens in those situations? Say, for example, it's a woman, she's dating, she got her own house, she already purchased it, she's still paying off her she's still paying her mortgage and her rent, she doesn't own it yet, but then she comes in contact with this dude, he's well off as well, and he's refusing to move in with her. Do they just stay in separate houses, or do they go in together and buy a brand new property that is now both of theirs? I really want to know how that may work. I really do.
I think that they should put that property, well, both of their properties up for rent and go buy a property together.
See, that's what I would say. But it's
but I've seen many couples that will sell their dumb. They're dumb. They'll sell their house.
I'm not selling nothing that I've got on my own that I've established as mine.
I have a cousin that did that. Her and her husband now. They sold their home. He sold his and she sold hers so they can get a bigger dream house. What is up with this dream house talk? Oh my God.
Girl, because everybody wants that white picket fence, swimming pool, girl. 13 bathrooms. First of all, I don't gotta pee that often to need 13 bathrooms.
My dream house is a 5-section house, okay? And I can't even explain. I need a whole section of a closet. Upstairs and downstairs, okay. Come on, what are you talking about? Dream house? That ain't even a dream house. I don't want no white picket fence. I want a big ass lawn, look like a graveyard. I don't know.
Oh Lord, bless it. A graveyard, Jesus. They got some graveyard, some dirt area. She talking about she gonna
have to be at the top of the hill.
Not playing with her.
I'm talking about the well kept one, the one where Michael Jackson landed. You know.
I see my idea of a dream house is just a house that's big enough, maybe 6 rooms. That way I got my room. You know, I got me a little workout area. He got his little man cave somewhere in there. And if my children come, they can still have their own room with their crap inside there. And then my, you know, guest rooms. What do you call them? Guest rooms.
Sound like you got a 3-section house right there.
Girl, I don't care how many sections, as long as God let me be able to afford it, it's all up from there, okay? Paid off.
That's the house right there. I still need my 5 sections.
Now I need my pool, okay?
I need a section for the cars. I need a section for the clothes. I need a section for them kids. Because I already know I'm going to have grandchildren.
Come on now. And,
you know, the other section is for me, you know? Is that about 5 or 4?
Yeah, don't forget, girl, hold on. Where's your sewing station?
That too, the business section, you know, literally have a whole warehouse like up in that house.
Sound like you need 6 sections, girl. Ain't nobody playing with you.
She said 6 sections.
But oh my God, Frenchie talks.
Yes,
I'm proud of you. You know, you stepping out. You got your tell. I know the people already know who you are, but it's a brand new year. What are you looking forward to most within this year? I know we ain't supposed to be doing no interviews or whatnot, but what is it that you're looking forward to this year? If you could sum it up.
Girl.
Caught her off guard, y'all, my bad.
And I'm smiling hard. I want to accomplish the whole engagement in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Okay, if you're listening, please tap in
he better tap in.
okay, so that's your whole thing, getting engaged, continuing that, your business.
Yeah,
I mean, nobody gonna know about it till the following year or 2 years after that.
Yeah, after we get married. And nobody ain't gonna know. I'm not gonna post that, you know. You're gonna know that I'm in Paris though, but you're not gonna know why. But anyway, moving on from that, and my real estate license.
Okay, we gonna see Frenchie. We gonna see Zay Lux Realtor, Realty, Reality. How you say
it? I'm dead.
Realty. God dang.
Yes.
There it go. Realty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, if somebody else is watching this and they say no, it's not how you say it, I'm gonna be laughing my tail off because
I'm dead.
Is it Realty? Zay Lux Realty. Like, I feel retarded because I don't know if that's the right way. But you said yes it is, so I'm gonna go with that. Okay, come on now.
And what about you, ma'am?
Me, I will actually be dropping my music this year, and hopefully
by about time.
Stop me out one time, you know.
No,
for me, when it comes down to being an artist, I've been very seclusive with my material, and the reasoning is because I feel like great art takes time. You don't really see many artists like that are just sitting on something. Like, they take it, they push it out. And no disrespect to those creatives, because I like what they're doing. But for me, it's like, no, when I drop something, I want to give you a well-polished piece. I also want to have my visuals and stuff in my mind to go through. People are like, well, how are you going to build your audience? How are you going to build your audience? When you hear my music, you'll understand where I'm coming from. And I feel like either my audience are going to come or they're not. And at the end of the day, I'm not begging for anyone to like me. I'm doing this music because I feel it in my soul. And it's something that I really enjoy doing. And I feel like the people will connect with the passion the moment they hear it.
I like that.
So, and then when it comes down to my writing, I like to draw you in. I like to put you on the edge of your seat. So when you see me either do a table read or you see me do like a snippet of a part of the show, it's going to leave you like, hold on. What's going on? What's happening next? What's happening next? What's
okay. Happening next?
So that type of writing makes me want to say, hold on, don't give it just yet. Once I have all of the pieces, I've already finished part one. I got my draft for part two. It's going to be a three-parter. So once I'm able to finish up part two and part three, I'll go back in, take out what's necessary, polish the piece up, and then we're going straight to production with it.
Okay. And so, guess what? And when you drop that, I need to, you know, get a little exclusive listening party, okay? Like a little 20-minute session. Let me hear that.
I know. I'm surprised I haven't even sent you none of my songs because I do have... I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you the freestyle that I'm going to drop this year. This either for my birthday or before my birthday. It's just I'm working on a visual for it. It's real short, sweet, but you're going to feel it in your chest.
Okay. I need to see this and hear this. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Off top. You got it, Frenchie. I swear.
So, we're going to close this up because we got children and we got to go to bed.
And I got to clock in the morning, Lord Jesus,
until
you elevate us to where we got to be. We got to do things on time and in order.
Okay. Got to get in the shower and get ready. All right. So, we're going to end it out. Thank you, Venus.
No, thank you so much for having me. And I wish you, you know, the most success. You know, I'm always rooting for you. I always going to share. Y'all do me a favor. Y'all stop what y'all doing if y'all listening to this and just go and share her page. Go and share her
thank
page.
Thank you so much.
Right now. If I see more than 5 people, go ahead and share it. I'm going to see about what we could do for me doing a raffle and me giving somebody something. Okay?
Yeah, but we could definitely do that.
I need five or more shares of her
because
page.
It's free to share, you know.
It's $3.99.
$3.99.
Wait, 99 mean it's not free, but it's free.
It's okay. $3.99.
But go share her page right now. And stay tuned to what she got going. Connect with me on my
yes.
On my Instagram account is Fatty PHATTIE_V. And stay connected. That's it. That's all.
And don't trip because look, she got some music coming out, like she said. Tune in for that as well, you guys. And that's it. Everybody have a good night. Stay safe. no drinking and driving again. And keep your mask on, you know. Don't catch COVID, you know.
Not COVID.
All right, guys. Good night.
Frenchie out, girl. Yes.
All right.